We're going to receive an offering, and before we do, I just want to share a few things with you here from the Word. In Galatians chapter 6, I want you to hear this, and I know you probably heard it before, you know, in offerings. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. And as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." Now, over in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, in verse 6, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully." Now here's how it goes in the church services. You have already seen that, you know, you need to sow, and as you have opportunity to do so, you need to sow into the ministries and the men and the women that are serving God with all their heart. And if you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. But if you sow bountifully, you're going to reap also bountifully. Because God also says in verse 10, "Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God." Now I know what this looks like, and I know what this sounds like, and I know what I've heard in the past. If you give big, God will give big to you. And I've been in those services and I've heard that, and I've done everything I could to give big. God never gave big to me. Well, not the way they said. Now, here is one of the things that's kind of frustrating. Years ago when I was in high school, one of the things I thought about becoming was an attorney. Because back then, the way I looked at it, I would absolutely have salivated at the opportunity to take the facts and present them to a witness and tear them to shreds. "But sir, on August 5th, and then on August 7th, but sir, you just said, however, by saying that, what you're actually telling us, is that not true?" Oh no. Well, that is part of the way I teach. Now, here's what I'm getting at. I've taught this passage, well, over there in Galatians, and I've taught this in 2 Corinthians 9, Brother Gary has, and I mean, broken it down in, I mean, intricate, fine-tooth comb detail, to prove that Paul is not saying you give a lot of money and God's going to give you a lot of money the way it's presented in the offering services. In spite of that, in spite of the fact that people will have heard the breakdown the way that I've done it or Brother Gary has done it, in spite of that, they will still cling to these couple of verses, what I've just shown you here today, and say, no, if you give big, God's going to give huge amounts of money to you, and on it goes. Okay, now let's think. What they're saying is, this is what the Apostle Paul taught the churches. Because we see an example in Galatians, and we see an example in 2 Corinthians. Earlier in 1 Corinthians, Paul made a statement that I am sending Timothy to you because he will instruct you in the same manner that I instruct all the churches. Therefore, the doctrine that Paul shared with the Corinthians is also the doctrine that he would have shared in every church that he ever went to and visited. So we can come to the conclusion that what he wrote in 2 Corinthians and what he wrote in Galatians, it's the same thing he taught every single church. Thus, if Paul was teaching the Corinthians and the Galatians, give big, give big, give big, and you'll get big, get big, get big, that's what he would have shared with every single church. Do you understand this? I can prove this is not what he was teaching. I can prove that he was not taking what we see here in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and presenting it to all the churches and saying, therefore you need to give big into my ministry because God will give big into you and you will be abundantly blessed, overflowingly blessed. Money will come into your life. I can prove this is not true. I can prove it. You say, well, how are you going to do that? For a love offering of $29.95. It's right in the Word. Philippians chapter 4. Here's the proof. Here it is. The proof. The absolute proof. If you refuse this and reject this and don't want to acknowledge this, then you're hopeless. Philippians chapter 4. Paul writes to them and he says in verse 15, now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only.
Well, how does that prove that?
Here's how it proves it. If Paul was preaching to church after church and teaching to church after church, if you give big, you're going to get big. You need to sow into my ministry. I am of the household of faith. If you don't do this, if you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. But folks, I'm telling you now, if you sow bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully. If that was what he was teaching these people, and that's what he was hammering these folks with, then he would never have written verse 15 saying that no church was giving to me, but you folks only. Because if he had everybody convinced they had to sow bountifully to gain, he wouldn't have expressed this. He would have said something like, and you, like all of the other churches, have been sowing bountifully into my ministry. But he didn't say that. He said, you know what? It's been tough at times. Nobody was giving unto me. In fact, it got so bad, you were the only group sending money to help out. If all these other churches were convinced they had to give to get, they would have been giving and giving and giving and expecting the huge return, just like Christians are doing today. Therefore, the very fact that all the other churches weren't giving, including the church at Corinth, which is in the letter, what he wrote, 2 Corinthians, what we just read, the fact that the Corinthians weren't even giving proves that bunch in Corinth did not believe Paul was talking about sowing huge amounts of money into his ministry. You know why this is so difficult? It's because we have been taught over and over and over and over, give big, give big, give big, and get big, get big, get big. And then when we hear this broken down differently and explained, when we see the truth in this, it is a major challenge to our belief system. Because now all of a sudden, well, for crying out loud, if I ain't going to get rich through my giving, then how am I going to get anything in life? Well, isn't there something about faith and God's grace? For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for our sakes He became poor, that we, through His poverty, might be rich. I mean, there are verses in there about how we can receive from God. And honestly, I am so thankful I've come to the place of realizing that I don't have to keep giving to get something. Thank God for that, because if it's like that, you never know when you've given enough. Well, praise God, I know this. If I give what the Lord lays on my heart, I've given enough. If I give what I purpose in my heart, I've given enough. And the thing is, many times these preachers, they'll leave out 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, where he talks about, look, don't give grudgingly or out of necessity. That word necessity, I mean, literally means don't give because you have a need. Don't give out of your need. This morning, don't give out of your need. Give out of your desire to help people hear about Jesus. Praise God. Man, I'm telling you what, there are a lot of preachers going to stay. I mean, they honestly believe they're helping people, But guys, if this formula worked, wouldn't it be working? Sooner or later, wouldn't we hear that the body of Christ, not just a believer here and someone there, but I'm talking the body of Christ, the people have just given and given and given and given. Wouldn't we see the bountiful increase that's been promised? Well, I've come to the place now to where, really, it means more to me to know that people have come to know Jesus than to know, well, I'm going to get rich. I can't take money with me to heaven, but I can sure take souls with me. Hallelujah. Praise God.